Crossbreed Holster Studios.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
We're in a new decade on the Lead Slingers microphone. This is Armed American Radio.
I have the right to defend my gift of life.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Educating and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast, here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. How the heck are you? What a previous hour with Neil McCabe, right? Wow. Neil, just when he goes on, he just goes on. He brings it, man. He went on a roll. If you missed last week's show, he did the same thing in the round table, and every one of us in the table were just kind of taken aback and said, wow. Particularly David Codrey, who said, I'm just going to let that stand. I mean, there was nothing else to say about Neil's commentary, and he just did it again. If you were listening to the previous hour, he just did it again. And I left it at that. I could have let him continue on from just listen to his wisdom. Such a great mentor and a man whose opinions and commentary I trust, unlike any others, save for Alan Gottlieb and maybe my dad and a few other people. But Neil is quite an asset, and we're thrilled and honored to have him as now a regular part of the program again. Thank goodness. We missed him for about 4 or 5 years, but he is back with a vengeance, man. He is just really killing it, and we appreciate that very much. A couple disclaimers before we move into this hour. I'm giving the rest of the guests off, or anybody that I might, didn't even bother seeking. There were a few of them that I wanted to bring in, but it is Easter Sunday. Today's a day to let people stay and enjoy Easter Sunday with their family. Now, if you're in the Southeast United States right now, I hope you're staying safe. As I mentioned to you in the first hour, and I mentioned to you in the second, at the beginning of the second hour, I taped the program with Neil and Alan before airtime, just about 3 or 4 hours before airtime, because of the significant weather outbreak expected in the Southeast. And I didn't want there to be anything catastrophic that would cause a failure and some type of power breakdown or internet breakdown or something that might hinder you getting the program. So we did that to make sure that freedom really truly does never take a break. But Mr. Gottlieb was wonderful in hour one. We thank him for joining the program and doing it a little bit earlier than he normally would on Easter Sunday when we're doing the program live. And so I thank him for that. And of course, Neil McCabe, who is traveling by train. He's probably already back to his destination by now, but the time that these people give us is wonderful. And A.W.R. Hawkins spending time with his family, David Codria, Brad Primo, and anybody else who I might have brought in. So thank you for all that you do, and happy Easter to all of my guests. And to you, listener, happy Easter to you, too. One thing I did not get to cover with Neil, and I really wanted to, but believe me, this story is not going to go away anytime soon. I'm going to tie two things together for you. One of the places I wanted to go with him was a recent Brady campaign tweet back, I believe, it was two days ago. It was on the 10th, all right? And The campaign was basically, it was when Governor Blackface Northam signed the gun control bills in Virginia. Now, that you'll notice that it's a big story, but I haven't given it too much attention here. We talked about it with Alan briefly. I didn't go there with Neil. I'm going here now with you in a little bit more detail to give you some thoughts on this. I'll tell you why. Governor Northam signed the one gun a month, will do absolutely nothing. Signed a background check bill, will do absolutely nothing. Red flag, will do absolutely nothing, et cetera. The bills that he put into place in Virginia would not have stopped any crime that he used as an excuse. Not one. Not one. In fact, hey, Virginia, how's that one gun a month feel now in the middle of a pandemic, right? The reason the Brady campaign tweet said it all. It said, this is really huge news. And he listed the gun control measures that blackface, hood-wearing Northam, take your pick, he was one of the two. He knows which one he was. But he signed these in. The Brady campaign said, oh, hey, this is huge news. And I got to thinking, no, that's not huge news. Now, isn't that weird? Because when you go back just weeks ago, the biggest story, and I was one saying it, and all of my guests were agreeing with me at the time,
that what was happening in Virginia was the biggest Second Amendment story of our lifetimes. Alan said, well, I go back about 40 years and look at all of these things. He comes up on some of the bills that he's worked on and fought against over the years. He still ranked what was happening in Virginia right smack at the top, one or two or three. For somebody like myself who hasn't been in the game near as long as Alan, but the better part of a decade and a half, Virginia was clearly the biggest story. And I'm talking about, for those of you who may be new to the show, the Democrats taking power in Virginia for the first time in a quarter century. And the first thing they do is go after gun control, lock, stock, and barrel. As many bills as they could muster through, they did. They didn't get everything they wanted, which was a complete ban on certain firearms, thank goodness. That will be revisited next year. But that was the biggest story of our lifetimes because we were getting to see what the Democrats have in store for us if, in fact, they gained power at the federal level, say, for example, in the upcoming election in November. This is what they want for you. What happened in Virginia is what they want for the nation. Huge story, huge. And, of course, that was followed by the ginormous rally in the state capitol in Richmond, Virginia. Tens of thousands of people. The estimate is anywhere from 60,000 to 100,000. The official number was 22,000 by who? The Richmond Times-Dispatch, the liberal papers. They gave you who was inside the pen at the state capitol. They didn't give you the streets and surrounding. Anybody who was there said it was three times that size. Easy, if not much bigger. So regardless, that was a gigantic, humongous story that we were all covering until this, today, now. Because of a pandemic, the COVID-19 virus that we're all hearing about 24/7 on our news, even in stories that we shouldn't be hearing about it in, record sales of firearms across this country. And the Brady campaign puts a tweet out that this is huge news that the governor signed these bills into law in Virginia. But you're not hearing a whole lot about it, but it's huge news to them because that's what they hang their hat on. Infringing officially through government action your right to keep and bear arms. And that's exactly what Northam did in the state of Virginia. So I'm not downplaying what happened in Virginia. We just have much, much, much bigger fish to fry now, even though we would have never thunk it as little as 3 weeks ago. It would have never crossed our minds. But now it is. So my response to the Brady campaign is no, Brady campaign. Governor Blackface Northam signing gun control is not huge news. Record gun sales, as millions of Americans reject your agenda, is in fact the huge news. And I, as much as I love to inform them of that, it's true. And my question is, how does it feel to be totally irrelevant? So if you were to ask me the question, I live in Virginia. It is huge news to me. I'm not downplaying what happened in Virginia. Believe me, we've been covering it from day one. But there is light at the end of the tunnel in Virginia, I believe, because Virginia gun owners are, let's just use their own phrase, woke to what happened in the last election in the state of Virginia. And I think these gun control measures, as they were before in Virginia, we've seen one gun a month, et cetera, be turned over again. And then it flipped again. You get a Democrat in office and they control the legislature, and this is what happens. But I think we're going to see these bills in Virginia be short-lived in the long run, if that makes sense. Because I believe gun owners have seen what happens. The next election is not. I do not believe, and this is my guess, we'll have to revisit this during the next election. But I do not believe that the Democrats will maintain their grip on the governor's seat in the mansion. I do not believe they will maintain their grip on either the House or the Senate in the House of Delegates in Virginia. I just don't believe it's going to happen. I think gun owners have had enough. They've seen it, and I think you're going to see a sea change. And my guess would be that if the Republicans do put the Democrats back where they belong in the state of Virginia, and that's out of power, like the Democrats who went after gun control, I think you're going to see some Republicans with the support of a very powerful Virginia Citizens Defense League, the real gun lobby in Virginia, the VCDL. I think you're going to see, just as the Democrats went all full bore to take over Americans' gun rights in their own state and infringe on their citizens' rights, I think you're going to see a lot of Americans in Virginia take their gun rights back and the help from the legislature with the help of a very powerful VCDL. So while the Brady campaign likes to scream in the face of what is massive, and they're yelling into the wind, it's just not being heard. They like to say it's huge news. It's not that huge in the sense of what we're facing today, because we are seeing record numbers of Americans purchase guns and essentially just completely obliterate and wipe out their agenda. Now, the Brady campaign isn't being heard for a lot of different reasons. Number one, Bloomberg's money has pretty much made them irrelevant. They're just a little mouthpiece out there that every once in a while gets a little bit of press. But the fact of the matter is, millions upon millions upon millions of Americans have spoken and pretty much stepped on their agenda and went, bye-bye, bugs. That's pretty much where it's been. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on this Lead Slingers microphone. Welcome back with me as we plow through hour number three of this Easter Sunday broadcast for you. I hope you're staying safe wherever you are for a lot of reasons. If you're in the Southeast, I hope you're making it through what is some nasty weather and doing that safely as well. We're back here with you, protecting your right to keep and bear arms. Freedom never takes a break. Let's go back to the, I love this story. I mean, when I see stuff like the Brady campaign fall apart and Shannon Watts fall apart and their agenda crumble, I love it. I absolutely love it. These people hate me. They hate you. They hate your right to bear arms. They couldn't give a, it's Easter Sunday. They couldn't give a darn about crime and criminals in Chicago, where we're seeing 7, 8, 20, 25, 26 people shot on the weekends, even during the quote-unquote pandemic. It's not stopping crime. It's lowering in some areas, but they're still killing each other out there. You don't see every town for gun safety out there because none of their laws are geared for those people. They're geared for infringing on you, slowing you from purchasing guns, and it's flying right back in their face. And I love this. Red State had a really good piece, albeit not really too well written, but the points it made were spot on. It was written by Akira Davis. Virus-panicked liberal gun buyers are getting angry when they discover their own gun control laws. And this is something we've been talking about for a couple of weeks, obviously. But there are some quotes in here from a gun shop owner that Kira puts in, and I love it. It's wonderful. She was chatting with a friend of mine recently, and the topic of gun sales came up. My friend's father owns a gun range near me and said he's seen a huge amount of liberals coming in to purchase weapons in recent weeks. How does he know they're liberals? They're shocked to discover they just can't walk out of the store with a gun. Why would someone think that? Because that's what the left has been spewing, the lie that they've been spewing for years and years and years all across this country, in every media platform they can, which is everyone that's in existence. This is what they tell you online. This is what you hear from politicians. It's easier to buy a gun than a ham sandwich. All this BS. None of that could be further from the truth. Gun show loophole. There is no gun show loophole. If you buy a gun from a dealer at a gun show, you have to get the same background check you get if you buy it at the dealer's shop, brick and mortar store. Period. All they're talking about is being able to make a private transaction between a person. It's a loophole if private people do that at a gun show, which is where people go to buy and sell guns. It's not a loophole. That's what they call it. And I've used the example before. If I sell it to somebody that I know in my driveway, is that the driveway loophole? No, it's me privately selling a gun. The vast majority of all gun purchases in this country, vast majority, and they give you this number, 40%, it's all fake. It's a fake number. They don't know because we don't know because there is no record of it, which is exactly their point, which is why it leads to registration. I won't go into that whole deal now, but it would be easy to do so. You understand what I'm saying? They create loopholes. They create a problem out of thin air so they can call it a loophole and name it and then attack the rights of who? Law-abiding citizens, because criminals aren't buying their guns in gun shows. My gosh. So see how it's so easy to go down that hole. Let me go back to the Red State piece. They're shocked to discover they can't just walk out of the store with a gun. As we said, that's what they've been told. Here's what the gun shop owner's last name is Boslog. And he's in Laguna Niguel, California. Don't know how to pronounce it. Yeah, that's it. Laguna Niguel. We'll just call it LN, baby. He's in the LNCA. Boslog claims he hasn't done business like this since the days of Obama. And that would be the 2012-2013 rush right after Newtown, if you recall. As the owner of an indoor shooting range and gun store here in California, these past 14 years, we have never experienced such a huge demand for firearms and ammunition, even higher than the famous Obama rush. Now, that's, of course, we're talking about 2012 and 2013. And, yeah, 2012 and 2013 predominantly, but this Obama's entire second term, every gun shop dealer had this guy's photograph up because his true agenda came out, his true leftist gun grab agenda came out, and that's what we refer to. We tried to look at just who the new firearm purchasers were, and we believe that more than 60% of these individuals were first-time buyers. Now, I'll stop there for a second because I've seen and heard that number up over 80 to 85 with several of the dealers that I've spoken to around the country. But 60% wouldn't surprise me. I think it's a little low, but it's still a huge number. He continues, I can't describe the amount of fear in my staff as we had the buyers show proof of safe handling as part of the purchase process as required by law. Those of you outside of California don't know and understand that you have to show proof at the time of purchase of your knowledge of safe handling. I mean, California's got the funkiest laws in the world. Their AG couldn't even keep track with their laws, couldn't even tell you what makes and models of guns are no longer legal in the state of California. What's compliant? The list is too big for the human mind to comprehend. He would have to look over and refer to a huge stack of papers to tell you that. He said it was truly frightening. We had to keep stopping the process to give quick safety lessons. I know what you're thinking, like I am too, that Californians have to go through this. Let's not even mention the fact ammunition has to go through background checks. It's just ludicrous anymore. But California has made it virtually impossible for first-time gun buyers to be able to purchase a firearm and obtain that firearm in any reasonable amount of time to be able to use it right now for self-defense. And that's their goal. It's not about stopping crime. It's about dissuading you, discouraging you from buying a firearm in the first place. It has nothing to do with crime. Get your head out of your patooties. That's what we're talking about here. And this is just more evidence of it. He said, we had to keep stopping the process to give quick safety lessons. We're adding many more basic classes in the coming weeks and encourage those buyers to please attend. We hope they do. Well, we all hope they do. But again, as you know, Kira says in here, none of this is hard to believe. I concur. It's not. Because these people have been sold a bill of goods. They believe everything everybody tells them because they're not thinking. They're acting on emotion. Oh, my God, we've got to do something. We've got to enact all these things that somehow won't magically apply to you if you find yourself needing a firearm. Look, the biggest group of people that we welcome as gun owners into this, as we go through this process in America, and America, it will get better, I promise you, is that the left has lost those people who may have been kind of ambivalent about firearms. Well, I don't have one. I don't really care about one. Really not keen on taking one away, but I wouldn't mind if they took away someone gun right because gun rights because I don't feel like I need a gun. So, you know, boo hoo, I don't care really until now. Now I care. Now it matters to me. Suddenly those people who may have been a little bit ambivalent are no longer ambivalent and say, hey, I want a gun to protect myself. I don't feel like we've ever been this close to civil rest or possible civil unrest in this country in my lifetime, and I want to be able to defend myself. Those people are now off the fence, and they are firmly, squarely over in our camp, and that's driving the gun grabbers insane. Absolutely bonkers, insane, nuts, crazy. I'm going to continue this discussion when we come back because the gun shop owner in Laguna Niguel, California, has more to say about it, and I want you to hear what he has to say. Oh, it's so fitting. And there is a little bit of Schadenfreude here. I can't contain that. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio's monster broadcast across Breed Holster Studios here on this Lead Slingers microphone. Happy Easter to you. I hope you're staying safe, both from any sickness or weather in a large portion of the southeast United States today here on Easter Sunday. Let me continue with the owner, Mr. Boslog's commentary. It says, more, and these are just direct quotes from him out in California, more than a dozen of these buyers, men and women, actually thought that since they filled out, I've been hearing this from across the country. That's why I chuckle with this stuff. Because, hold on, let me sip my Kool-Aid. Cherry flavored Kool-Aid. Oh, yum. Cherry flavored Kool-Aid fed to me by Every Down for Gun Safety. Every time I go to a meeting, they give me Kool-Aid and I drink it up and lap it up. Wait a minute. Until now, more than a dozen of these buyers, men and women, actually thought that since they filled out and signed everything, they could just walk out and go home with the firearm. Now, why would they think that? Well, you know, when you hear somebody like a Dick Durbin or some other idiot who knows clearly knows he's lying to the American public, that's just an individual who knows how stupid his base is, quite frankly, because he knows he's lying to them. He knows they're going to buy it. He knows that. And he knows he's going to get some emotional moron out there that just saw something they didn't like, and that person's going to fall for it too. Durbin knows that. Or whoever the politician is, it's easy to pick on him. He's said so many stupid anti-gun things over the years. We'll put that in his mouth. I'm sure somewhere he said something like that. More than a dozen of these buyers, men and women, actually thought that they could, that they, since they signed and filled out everything, they could just walk out and go home with a firearm. Several actually said they saw how easy it was to buy a gun on TV. And why did they have to fill out all of these forms? Can you picture that individual right now with the gun shop walking in? Yeah, just picture, however you picture a liberal. Maybe he's getting out of his Prius, walking in the gun shop, right in a pair of Birkenstocks. He's got the wire rim glasses on, and he takes his little, you know, backpack off and leaves it in the car, you know, that says UC Berkeley. And he's probably close to 40 and he's still in college. You know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Oh, they make it too easy. They make it too easy. Even on Easter Sunday, it's just too easy to pick on them. I'm going to go in and get my gun because, you know, it's easier to get a gun than a ham sandwich. So just picture whoever, however you picture. That's what I picture, okay? You picture however you want. Walking into the shop saying, hi, I want to buy a gun. I'm like 40 years old. I'm a college student. And, I'm kind of wanting to buy a gun. So let's get this process started, please. Why do I got to fill all this out? I mean, can you see this conversation? I can. It kills me. I could have fun with this all day long. Several actually said they saw how easy it was to buy a gun on TV, and why do they have to fill out all the forms? The majority of these first-timers lost their minds when we went through the ammo law requirements. Most use language not normally heard, even in a gun range. We pointed out that since no one working here voted for these laws, then maybe they might know someone who did. And maybe they should go back and talk to those people and tell them to rethink their position on firearms. We were trying to be nice. Now, is that unusual that some liberal would lose their minds over something they can't have right now? Even though they were the ones drinking the Kool-Aid and voting for this crap? There's nothing shocking here at all, at all, at all. Please don't let Angry Mark come out on Easter Sunday. Please. Nothing shocking here at all. And for the gun shop owner to say we were trying to be nice, most were very, and this is capitalized in bold letters, vocal about why it takes 10 days minimum, sometimes longer if the DOJ is backed up, to take their property home with them. And why they wanted to know, why does it take so long or even longer? Then ask, why do I need to wait 10 days if I need the protection today or tomorrow? Dude, man, you know, I'm not going to be back this way, man. Classes are canceled, you know. I'm just passing on my way home, man. Come on, hook me up, man. They want to know why it takes 10 days if I need the protection today or tomorrow. Guess what? Because you voted for it. Oh, so many satellite radio moment words could follow that, but they're not. Don't think them. I can hear you now. It's Easter Sunday. Don't. We pointed out again that no one working here voted in support of those laws. So they were being attacked is what we're hearing here. The gun shop owner was being attacked by these dopey morons who come in thinking they can do what they see on TV. You know, these are the same people that believe if you get shot with a shotgun, you go 4 feet off the ground into the hood of the car, and then the car blows up on the second shot. These people, they fall for this stuff. All of their idols, Hollywood leftist goofballs, Shannon Watts and the rest of them, everybody getting the airtime, all these dopey, you know, Chuck Todd bringing the illegal magazine. They listen to this stuff all day long, and therein lies the flavorful Kool-Aid that they drank. Then they go crazy. He says, they really went crazy when we told them that for each firearm, they had to do the same amount of paperwork and they could only purchase one handgun every 30 days. Again, we didn't vote for that law, bro. We had people cuss at us and stomp out when we explained that secondary identification had to be part of the paperwork as they felt insulted that what they had wasn't good enough. We have a number of Yelp reviews calling us names and other things about how bad we are because of this whole new buyer rush. So all these idiots, and that's exactly what they are, All these morons, and that's exactly what they are, all these liberal goofballs who think that nothing applies to them, just the other guy. This is the epitome of, okay for me, bro, but not for thee. I need a gun right now, damn it, and I don't care. What do you mean I got to, my driver's license isn't good enough? Why should I have to bring you a utility bill too, dude? Because that's what you voted for. Now you have to suck it up and live with it. And you know what? Good. Because I don't feel sorry for those people at all. Not one bit do I feel sorry for these people. Now, we're going to welcome them as gun buyers if and when they finally get their gun. Because you go stomping out of that gun store, guess what happens? They went to another one too, didn't they? And you know what they found out? The same thing applies no matter where they went. And I guarantee you, some of these people actually believe that you can just make a phone call to a dealer somewhere else and not have to go through all this hassle and just have the gun sent. Why? Because Dick Durbin or some other moron liar who was playing to the stupidity bottom, what is it? What do we call it? The common denominator, right? The lowest common denominator, who knows that his base is stupid and ignorant about this stuff, told him, you can buy a gun online. Just buy it online. It's that simple. So these individuals, you know they did. You know they did. You know they went home and called a gun shop out of state. That's, can I, I'm interested in buying a gun. Oh, where are you? I'm in California. We don't sell California compliant guns, number one. And number two, it doesn't work that way. Click. And they're angry about it. Why? Why are they angry? Because they too feel the human desire to want to be able to defend and protect themselves. It's natural. It's innate. It's in our DNA. It's called fight or flight. We know that as human beings, we have the right to defend our lives, period. And now they're finding out that every single bit of the agenda that they bought into is a boatload of BS. And who's bearing the brunt of it? The poor gun shop owner out in California, who didn't do anything but abide by the goofball laws that those people who walked in voted for. Now, I don't feel sorry for those people at all. I'll tell you who I feel sorry for. I feel sorry for the gun shop owner. And I feel sorry for the law-abiding people in California that have to put up with this nonsense. We'll be back right after this to wrap it up.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast is going to wrap up segment four here for you in these Crossbreed Holster studios on this Lead Slinger's microphone. Wow, what a day. What a day, what a day, what a day. What a bizarre Easter Sunday it's been. I hope you're staying safe in all aspects of your life today. And I want to throw this out to you, and I want to remind you that things are going to get better, I promise you. When you hear media people crying, is life ever going to go back to normal? Life will go back to normal, just like it has every other time human beings have experienced anything out of the ordinary. Life will continue to go on. Life will continue to go on. And by the way, worse than any natural pandemic ever in the history of the earth are the actions of human beings that have killed tens and tens and tens of millions of people, and life went back to normal. I want to take an opportunity here to get a little bit of business out of the way. Television viewers are able to watch in Northern California now on a number of television stations in a number of cities, and I'll have more information about this next week. I went over and covered the broadcast channels that are airing Armed American Radio. The Daily Defense Program, Monday through Friday, I believe it's at 9 p.m. on the West Coast. So that's great. I'll have more information up on the armedamericanradio.com website. Follow me on Twitter at AARMark and on Facebook.com. where you can watch Rob Pincus and I. Now, look, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me back up briefly. I will put up on Facebook the channels in cities. I'll put up the calls and the channels where you can watch us in the cities Monday through Friday in Northern California. Redding, California comes to mind. Chino comes to mind. Sacramento comes to mind. In the Bay Area and San Fran comes to mind, and a number of others. But eight channels. And I believe eventually that in the very near future is going to be a couple in Nevada as well. And the network is going to grow. That much I can promise you. Love getting in on the ground floor with them and love them broadcasting Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in our Armed American Radio Video Network studios on their television channels. I'm looking forward to growing with them. as time permits and as time allows, I should say. But follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. I'll keep you up to date on that. Also, every single day at 12 o'clock noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, Rob Pink is thereabouts. It's sometimes we have, you know, Rob might be traveling, so it's maybe it's 12:15, but we're shooting for 12 noon every single day. It'll be between 12 and 12:30. Rob Pincus and I are together in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios putting together some really good snippets, 15-minute blurbs of information for you regarding news of the day, tips, techniques, safety, advice, all kinds of really fun stuff on Facebook Live from the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. So make sure to check it out. You can do that by checking facebook.com/Armed American Radio. We'll give you more information on Twitter as well, that hateful, god-awful place known as Twitter, at AAR Mark. I apologize for having to be a part of that dump, but we have to. It's in today's day and age, we just absolutely have to, but I hate it. Social media is a stain on America, as far as I'm concerned, in a number of different ways. While it's great for getting information out quickly, the vast majority and its anonymity brings out the absolute worst in human beings, and I hate it. Twitter is a vile, hateful place. If you don't have to have it, don't follow me. All right, put it that way. If you do have it, then please get some dose of common sense as we respond to some of the nonsense out there and do the best that we can. But, God, if you don't have it, please don't join it to follow me. Just stay off of it. That's just good advice for you, particularly on an Easter Sunday. All of that's going on. Grilling While Armed, by the way, I will have information on my Facebook page. Going to have a discount for you if you want signed copies of the book. I'll explain that on the Facebook page because there will be a new promo code going out, and it will run through the end of this month. In fact, I may run it just because the governor's order and the state has been extended to the 13th, I may run it through the 13th. A lot of people have been asking for signed copies because they're stuck at home, they're doing some barbecue and some grilling. This is a really, really good time to take advantage of some of this stuff. So make sure to pick up a copy for yourself, too. Grilling While Armed is on Amazon. And I want to get to all of our sponsors. I'll run through them quickly. We have a gun. I didn't go through. Well, I did. I covered it in the first hour. Thegunbroker.com. We're doing the range bag giveaway. I apologize. I forgot about that. We did it before I brought Alan on. We're doing the gunbroker.com range bag giveaway. More details on that coming up this weekend. This week on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, okay? But we're kicking off a new one this coming week. And I'll tell you on the Daily Defense and again on social media where to find out about that. But you can check it all out. I guarantee if you want to get in on it, visit armedamericanradio.org. That much I can tell you. We'll be putting all that information up. We're going to give away another range bag. And we're going to probably do one a month for the next several months. And it's going to be kind of cool, because we don't physically have the range bags because we couldn't physically get them because of this goofball situation, but they're there in the warehouse and we are going to get them. So we're going to kind of do the virtual giveaways for now, and everybody that wins will get it sent to them. It's just, I can't tell you that I'm going to send it to you on Tuesday if you win it on Monday, because I got to wait to get it. But nonetheless, it'll be fun. So I hope you participate. Our sponsors, Bursa, Lead Slingers Whiskey, Defender Coffee, Crossbreed. Geez, their holsters are the best. 10 to 14 days out on shipping. Second Amendment Foundation. Gunbroker.com. Just join. It's really simple to do. North American Arms. The Second Amendment Foundation, as I said, MyPillow. So many of you are. Please use the promo code when you buy MyPillow on the radio listener specials at MyPillow.com. And you're supporting the Second Amendment because Mike hooks us up. And it's just wonderful. And some of the money goes to Second Amendment Foundation, everything else. GetSupply.com. For the best razors in the world, I can promise you that they absolutely are. Emerson Knives, there's a reason that the people carry them into the worst places on earth have them, because they're simply the best. Carr Arms Platinum Microphone on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Show pretty much says it all. So thank you to all of our sponsors. We appreciate that. There's so much going on at Armed American Radio right now. I'm sure I've missed something, but that's okay. We're on air 6 days a week, because they don't like us, and I love that very, very much. I got to go back to the Red State piece real fast by Kira Davis. You may have seen Kira Davis on One American News or Fox News. She's been around on some of those programs, the same programs I've done over there at One American News. But she's got a really good voice out there. She writes over at Red State, so make sure to check it out. But take a listen to what she said, because she used to be anti-gun. I discovered the idiocy of my anti-gun beliefs once I decided to learn about them firsthand. The Hollywood mystique immediately fell away, and I was imbued with a new respect for weaponry and the people who dedicate their lives to weapon safety and serving and protecting the Second Amendment. You can't know how bonkers our gun control laws are until you try to go buy one yourself. So she understood that trying to navigate through what she calls our convoluted gun laws, discovered that it's just not possible to walk into a store and buy a gun and leave the way they've been told. So really, really interesting piece at Red State from Kira. Go check it out. The title of that piece again, Virus Panic, Liberal Gun Buyers Are Getting Angry When They Discover Their Own Gun Control Laws. And I said it wasn't really well written. That probably wasn't very fair. It is. It's a good piece, and I suggest you go over and check it out. I'm going to end this hour of Armed American Radio with just a quick note on Governor Blackface Northam quickly. He signed 5 gun control measures, and he's seeking to extend or to amend 2 others. One key point to take away when he signed these on Friday is the fact that he said he is bringing up, it does want brought up, an assault weapon ban. An assault weapon is essentially any semi-automatic rifle in their eyes. Banned because he claims, and I quote him, weapons of war have no place on our street. Now, Governor Blackface Northam is a liar and a dirtbag of the highest order because he knows what he's telling you is a flat-out, bald-faced lie. There are no weapons of war, save for the 1911 handgun, maybe. Or, oh, I don't know, maybe the newest SIG that the military is carrying that you can buy, the P365, those handguns. But he doesn't seem to care about handguns, even though handguns in the hands of 2 violent criminals killed 44 people in his state. He's still going after phony weapons of war. Armed American Radio will be back tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Don't go away. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Happy Easter. I hope you all stay safe. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.